Matt thought she sounded relieved, but if that was the case, surely it was a big setback. "That just means the picture in the middle is really significant," he said. But he could see what they meant. Superficially, the discs were the same, but the details were very different.
"So what is this picture in the middle, then?" Catherine asked.
She carefully picked up the clay disc and angled it so the impression caught the light and she could see it better.
"Three irregular shapes. Looks like it might be a single shape that's been split up, like jigsaw pieces pulled apart or crazy paving. The edges seem to match up so you could push them back together. Your father didn't give you any idea what he thought it might be, did he?"
She looked from Matt to Robin.
"Either of your fathers?"
Robin shook her head.
"I do think I've seen it somewhere before, though," she admitted.
It seemed familiar to Matt as well, but that was probably just because he had seen the clay disc before. "Dad never mentioned it to me," he said. "It was on his desk with some notes and books and stuff."
"Notes," Aunt Jane said. "About the disc?"
He shook his head. "No, they were notes on some book he'd been reading. Load of old maps, I think."
"I suppose it could actually be a map," Catherine said slowly. "Just possibly three islands that were once a single landmass, maybe."
Robin was staring at Matt.
"Old maps? Hapgood?"
"What?"
"The book. Was it by Charles Hapgood?"
Matt shrugged. "Might have been. Who knows? Why?" Robin got up and hurried to one of the bookcases across the room.
"Hapgood published a book of many of the old maps. He thought they derived from even older sources. It's here somewhere."
She pulled out an old book, glanced at the cover, then pushed it back again and continued her search.
"Piri Reis, Makata, all sorts."
"Dad's notes mention Makata, I think. I don't know, maybe..." He was struggling to remember. Robin had found the book she wanted and brought it back to the table. She set it down and started leafing through for the page she wanted.
"Here we are. Makata's map dates back to the 16th century. Bosch is a couple of hundred years later."
She turned another page and smoothed it down. Matt could see the map on the page, the distinctive three islands that looked like they had once been a single landmass.